Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to this edition of Inside Scoop Live and Internet Voices Radio. This is one of many features presented to you by Reader Views. I'm your host, Gail Campbell. Hello, and thank you for tuning in. Today I'm chatting with Suzanne Blake about her new book, 10 Commitments for Women. Yes, we're going to go over that title again here in a few minutes because the first thing everyone sees when they see 10 Commitments for Women is 10 Commandments for Women. Anyway, before we dive into this book, I want to tell you a little bit about Suzanne. She is a dynamic presenter who has touched lives in extraordinary ways. Her high risk-taking style has evolved from her professional and personal experiences as she genuinely walks her talk. She has a BA and an MBA and presents seminars and retreats on change, visioning, and self-empowerment and has done this for over 30 years. She's been featured in Woman by E.J. Phillips and Dream It, Do It by Sharon Cook and Graciela Scholander. Suzanne was honored by the Chamber of Commerce as the Citizen of the Year in Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. Suzanne, thank you for joining us today.
I'm honored to be here, Gail.
Well, you know, your book is, in my opinion, is dynamic and profoundly powerful.
Thank you.
Well, I've started it myself. For a little book, it's definitely not a quick, light read simply because it is such a powerful guide. It's one you want to use, not just read and put down.
That's what I was trying to achieve when I wrote it.
Well, in my personal opinion, you have achieved it. So again, 10 Commitments for Women. And I do love it. I really do. The first time I saw the title, I thought it was 10 Commandments. And I thought, what an interesting play on words, huh?
I agree.
As we get underway here, Suzanne, tell us a little bit more about the book and why you decided to write it.
Well, when I was about 45, I had a complete change in my life. And I'd gone through the death of a husband and I'd gone through a divorce. And it's like I woke up. My life was in so much pain. And I made a prayer, and following that prayer, situations began to take place that awakened me. And I was guided to support group. I was guided to the right counselor to help. I was guided in every way. And I fully believe it was a result of the prayer that I said.
Well, you know, now that's a powerful point right there in and of itself because there's a lot of information out there, whether it's in so-called New Age churches or New Age material, whatever it may be, a lot of self-help material, a lot of material that says, be careful what you pray for.
That's exactly right.
Uh-huh.
Because it was after I had an awakening, what happened was I learned so many things about life that I never knew before. I thought I'd gone through life with my own beliefs, but what I found out is I'd gone through life with the beliefs that had been given to me by a lot of other people.
Of course, well-intentioned, but along the way, we really are spoon-fed, aren't we?
That's exactly right. And I wanted to discover who I really was and my purpose and start attracting a better life in every way to me. And so there was a process that I went through. And what I attempted to do in this book was to put that process in the book. And every activity I put in the book are activities that brought me to a higher level and helped transform my own life. So I tried to make it a short book because I know that we don't have very much time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a book to help people discover themselves, who their self really was, and that's the authentic self
mm-hmm.
of who you really are, and then learn what your purpose is.
You know, and I want to interject here early on that even though this book is 10 Commitments for Women, a colleague of yours has written a book called 10 Commitments for Men, and we're going to do that interview here coming up in several days. And then we're going to do a joint interview, a collaborative interview that you he, Tom Massey, you, Sharon, Suzanne Blake, and he, Tom Massey, and I will all three participate in a joint interview coming up later on in the month, this month. So I don't want anyone out there to feel left out. I want them to know that there are many people, that there are several people, I should say, several people focusing on coming up with ideas about how to bring each one of us, regardless of whether we're a man or a woman, into an arena where we can discover our authentic selves.
Right. I think it's so interesting because I have had a few men read this book,
mm-hmm.
and they said that they wish they had read it years earlier because it taught them so much about women they did not know.
Oh, perfect.
And I think it would probably be good for women to read Tom's book on 10 Commitments for Men.
Mm-hmm.
They're exactly. A great pair to have both books.
No kidding. And that we really want to promote, I really want to promote that. I am thrilled to have both in my collection, and my husband and I both are working with them right now. And that's the whole idea here. I know we're going to emphasize this throughout the interview, that these books are designed to help individuals with simple how-to steps learn who they really are and come to love themselves.
Right, and it will help them go to the core of themselves.
Right.
And what my book is about is embracing both your masculine and feminine sides.
Yes.
Because I feel like a lot of people embrace their masculine side, and we've got become so active in this world and so achievement-oriented that sometimes the feminine side has been lost.
Well, and don't our global observations demonstrate that?
Yes. They certainly do. They
With
certainly do.
War and violence erupting everywhere. It's as though nobody is settling down. Nobody's acting very peaceful right now, are they?
Everybody's reacting.
Exactly.
To everything instead of listening for answers and finding solutions in unusual ways.
Exactly. And before we leave the subject of prayer, I want to make sure that, for example, I know I have prayed, give me patience. And sure enough, what comes along is challenges that cause me to have to try to struggle with being patient about them.
That's right. And if you pray for strength, you'll get lessons to make you stronger.
I know. So it's almost like you become almost frozen. It's like, oh, what can I pray for that won't bring me the opposite experience?
That's right. That's right, Gail.
and you suggested that what we might pray for is gentleness, and I think that's beautiful. Are you sure that won't bring about some tough things to help us try to be gentle about?
No. And another thing that is good to pray for is to have the ability to move through situations
mm-hmm.
rather than asking for strength.
I like that.
You
I
have
like
the
that.
Ability to move through.
I like that. And I wanted the audience to hear that there are other options. We don't have to stay frozen in our fear about praying for fear we'll bring about what we really don't want.
No, because you will bring about exactly what you want. And that is the gift of prayer.
Yes.
And
yes.
The gift of this book is to be able to learn how to take care of yourself first so that then you can help those surrounding you, and that will move on into the world, bringing more peace and love into the world.
Well, as a matter of fact, this book touches on balance, on changing negatives to positive, on honor and self-respect, and as well as respect for others, and on giving self a voice, on wisdom, on being real, and on generosity. So tell us a little bit about how you see that those weave themselves throughout the ability for us to find our authentic selves.
Well, we each have lessons that we bring to Earth, right?
I agree.
Okay. So those lessons, we don't notice nearly as much when we're young, when we're going through them. We don't know why things are happening to us. We don't know why words are said to us. But there's a lot of people that have come into our lives that have been teachers and that have played the exact roles they were to play in our lives to help us later on be able to discover what our lessons were.
And some of those episodes were not very pleasant ones, were they?
No.
Right.
But we don't pay attention to them. And then what happens as we grow and as we mature, those lessons will come closer and closer and closer together until we get them. Mm. And there is a truth that goes with each lesson. And generally, you will discover that when you learn to trace patterns and be able to find out what your negative patterns are and what the core issue was that caused that negative pattern,
mm-hmm.
to be able to replace, and you'll change the negative about the situation to a positive.
And you address that beautifully in your book.
And when you do that, Gail, it raises your vibrations. And the law, the universal law of attraction, will start bringing to you with each situation that you change. The law of attraction will come to you, and you will start drawing to you what is truly yours to have a full life that is peaceful and wonderful. I am living proof of it. As you go back and trace the pattern back to where the problem really began, that is healing when you finally see it. And then you can change your pattern so that you can change your negative patterns in your life. As your vibrations move higher, you are able to manifest more into your life. Do you understand what I'm saying?
Yes, I do. More of what you want in your life.
Right, more of what you want.
Mm-hmm.
Much easier. And it's so much fun.
It includes maybe reevaluating how you have prioritized desires in your life, isn't it?
Right, because so many times we spend all of our time on things that we do not value.
Mm-hmm.
We tend to have to do that, or we choose to do it because the telephone rings constantly, there's so much work to do, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Now, you've also mentioned in your book that along the way here we have picked up more than a few people in our lives in some form of relationship, whether we've given birth to them or we were parented by them or siblings or relatives or even friends or colleagues or acquaintances, but some, if not many, of whom bring a lot of negativity into our arena and really, frankly, keep us distracted from really getting about the business of discovering our authentic selves.
That's true.
And you have some suggestions in here. I know for a fact that you're not suggesting that every single solitary one of those people who brings a negative element into our lives should be cast out.
No, you shouldn't, because here's the situation. When you heal that part of you that has caused them to be the teacher,
mm-hmm.
that they've said words to you that are hurting, or they've said things that are even out of context for them in a normal way that hurt you, what happens is you heal each lesson within you, and as you heal each situation that was in the past, those people quit saying those things to you.
And
that is the most amazing situation to me. And if, you know, sometimes you're going to have a problem in an acquaintance where they are working with their own issues.
Of course.
And they may even have a mental problem. And in those situations, what you'll find is that you find ways and new solutions to handle the situation totally differently, to where it's not affecting you the same way it did before.
Oh, what a powerful, powerful way to reclaim for an individual their own personal power, isn't it?
Right.
Rather than giving over to being reactive, as we talked about a moment ago, how this world right now is so reactive. Rather than being reactive or responding to some stimulus, we regain self-control and are able to look at it for what it is and let it go.
That's exactly right.
Oh, I like that. I really like that. Well, Suzanne, who are you targeting besides everybody?
I'm targeting everybody. Most of the people that have been targeted when I was writing this book are people that have maybe just one portion of their life that they want to improve. Or perhaps they have their in a situation that is so negative that they feel like everything needs to be improved on every level, physically, mentally, emotionally, their career, their situation at home, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm targeting the people that are interested in trying to create a better life no matter what, where they are in the in their lives. One of my favorite, and it's in the book, one of my favorite statements, whenever I get into a situation where I'm frustrated with me, is there is no change if there is no change.
Oh, I like that.
And the only person that you can change is you.
That's true.
So when you look at that, if you're not if you do not like the way something's going on, it reminds you of your patterns, and it looks you can look within and see what you can change.
And believe me, I know for a fact how difficult that can be. It's like you almost get a major league headache trying to figure out, how can I deal with this? How can I get past this?
Right. But if you look at that sign, just that little sign, I guarantee that something will trigger in you if you focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
And you will find something that you can do that will change the pattern to where everything will improve.
Yes. And, you know, I want to inject here, too, that this is a beautiful way to get in touch with those issues and put you on the path of discovering that authentic self. But there's no magical age. Some of us tend to be a little more stubborn and hard-headed than others, and so sometimes we have to keep having those hard experiences until we just finally are like, okay, wait a minute. Because you indicated that at the age of 45, you know, you had been through the loss of the death of a husband and a divorce. So you had had some what I like to call spiritual two-by-fours upside the head, and you really woke up and decided to start making some serious changes about that.
Well, it's because that second marriage was so bad.
Right, I understand.
What happened, Gail, is I started tracing patterns, and I could trace them back through high school relationships all the way back.
That's
on how I behaved, all the way back to when I was 5, 6, and 7 years old.
That is my point. Some people, there really is no magic to the age at which you become willing to start looking back over your patterns. And what is it? What kind of pattern have you embarked upon that causes you to repeat over and over and over and over and over the same kind of experience?
I think we may have brought that lesson to Earth with us, and so that causes the lesson to happen over and over and over again until we wake up. And you're right. It doesn't matter if you are 68 when you start waking up, or whether you are 23, or whether you are 45. I said I had to be hit over the head before I would wake up.
Right.
And so it does not matter at what age, because it can be done, and you can create, so much. You can bring heaven to earth while you're still here on earth, is the way I look at it.
I do believe that. In fact, I believe it's the most, you know, after all, it, truly, what's most important for us to focus on is where we are right now. And where we are right now is on this planet called Earth and in this form called a human being, this spiritual essence embodied in this body form, in this vehicle that we do or don't take care of. And of course, that brings us, too, to the four main elements about this whole thing, spiritual, mental, physical, and emotional, the four planes that we try to spread ourselves out over and either do or don't find balance. And I know for a fact that I've had more than my fair share of two-by-fours upside the head, but you know what? I seem to keep putting myself out there saying, okay, hit me again.
I know, and that's what we all tend to do. And so many people leave a situation, and what they don't understand is until they have figured out what their lesson is in that situation, they will just step out of it. And then they will draw the exact same situation to them. They may have the next one they draw to them may be a business partner instead of a marriage partner. It may be a person that wears suits all the time compared to where the person you last wore jeans all the time. You know, they come in different images and different forms.
Oh, indeed.
But you will draw the same thing to you over again until you do this work. And so many people do not take the time to sit down and do it. That's why I tried to write the book, and I think it would be good for the readers to know that it's has to do about the first four or five pages of each commitment is about the concept of the commitment.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's full of activities.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are questions at the end of each chapter. And each chapter is only about 10 pages.
Right.
But at the end of each chapter, there's questions to help you look at yourself more
right.
clearly. And so this process really does help you move towards self and go to self.
Because truly a growing number of us, and I know this is a core principle in your work, and a growing number of us do believe that when we were first born as little tiny infants, we came here fully equipped with all the knowledge embodied within us to in fact, we came in authentic form, didn't we?
Yes, and we also came with every answer to our questions.
Yes.
As we grow through, you know, up and mature and become older, we have answers within us.
Right. And I'm sorry, go ahead.
Go ahead.
And then we become surrounded by those who would spoon-feed us and teach us what they have grown up believing, which is probably the entire opposite, the exact opposite of what their authentic self was born to discover.
That's exactly right.
Then we start our troubled path.
Right. I say that if you've lived to be over 6 weeks old, that you've started your process and you have problems.
I agree totally.
Because of what is injected into us. But, and so many of those people did not mean to hurt us and did not mean to inject what they injected.
Oh, no. That's
right. But that's what we picked up on. And so we went from there.
That's right. And I want everyone out there to hear this. This is not about blaming. Once we're over 18, we got to stop the blame game, because we are truly big enough and beginning to become. I almost hate to use the word wise enough at 18, but you know what I mean. we certainly are at an accountable age, and we have to take responsibility for the consequences of all of our own choices, even though they are designed to help us learn something and maybe even begin to get at the core of our authentic selves. Still, we individually are accountable for the consequences of all of our own choices.
This actually, I think, takes away all the blame and resentment that
Good.
Anybody may have harbored.
Good.
This is designed to help you understand that everybody was playing their role so that you could have the growth that you were to have.
And we really should bless them and be grateful that they were in our lives.
Yes, very much so.
For every little lesson they've helped us learn.
Right. And so this diminishes the and takes away the negative feelings. You can love for the joy of loving.
Mm-hmm.
And it helps you come to the point that you realize to love is to love all.
Exactly. Well, Suzanne, my goodness, it's as though we haven't touched on a lot of them already. What are the key benefits for your readers?
I think the key benefit is to learn how to transform your life, to know you can do it, to have the faith that you'll gain faith as you go through this process. You cannot help but do that. And when you have the belief and the faith and you focus on the changes that you want to make and the healing and you know what you want because you are moving towards your authentic self, as you move to that core of self, everything that will expand in your life that's good.
And that's not to say that there won't be some so-called crises of faith along the way, because
no,
I think everybody experiences that.
No, not to that. Say that, because what happens is some things will fall away
mm-hmm.
as your life is being transformed.
Mm-hmm.
And that is just fine. You will be put back into working order, shall we say?
I like that. Oh, I like that.
You'll be put back into working order, only everything around you will be yours. And some of the people that you think have dropped away are simply watching what you're doing. I really want to emphasize that. And they have fear for you. They may worry about you because they may think you've lost your mind as you go towards your authentic self. But they'll gain the courage through watching you to make some choices, new choices in their own life. And they may, and you will have lost nothing. That is, you will have gained so much, and so many more people will be drawn to you that are like-minded.
I so believe that. It's not easy. It's not easy. Having been through a lot of difficulties of my own, it's always amazed me who early on you thought you could count on, but in fact dropped away or appeared to drop out of your life, and who you didn't think you could count on that actually showed up.
Right. That is, it's amazing because they'll watch what you're doing for about 6 months, and then they'll see that you're more peaceful and happier and that you're handling everything differently, and then they will say, well, hey, I want a little bit of that.
Mm-hmm.
And how did you do that?
And I think it's also important for all of us to remember that people that come into our lives, I like this, I believe it, I believe that people come into our lives for basically one of three reasons. Either it is a reason and a lesson for us to learn, or it's a season, some period or era in our lives, or it could be for a lifetime. But most people don't come into our lives to be here forever.
That's exactly right.
There are lessons to be learned and gained, and then it's time for everyone to move on and do their work elsewhere.
And you know what happens is so many times we get caught up in that we've had a good friend for a length of time, and then something bizarre happens, and perhaps we have a falling out with him.
Mm-hmm.
And we beat ourselves up over that falling out, and we go over it, and we go over it. But sometimes what's happened is God sees that we have learned all of our lessons that we were to learn together,
mm-hmm.
and that He's offering the space for the new to come in so that we can go forward and learn with someone else.
I really, really like that. I really like that. That's important. We can't try to make someone be there for us in ways that they're not equipped to be. They may have to go get that elsewhere, and we may have to move on ourselves to get what we need from somebody who has the capacity to give it to us.
That's right. And you asked me some of the other benefits, and I think some of the other benefits is that I put in the second chapter balance, because
mm-hmm.
to stay balanced through this whole process is vitally important. When we're not balanced, we tend to draw error to us. We tend even policemen to us.
I love that story.
Well, okay. and when we are balanced, life just goes so much better. That we do not make all the errors in a day. We do not have one thing negative happen after the other. We do not have. It's like it's offered to us in a balanced manner. Life comes in a balanced manner.
Mm-hmm.
And we can move through life much more balanced.
Much better. I really like that. Gosh, Suzanne, I knew this interview was going to fly faster than I wanted it to, and it sure enough it has. We are just about at the end of our time, and there's so much more I wanted to explore with you, but I don't want this interview to end without you having an opportunity to tell people where they can go to find your book, as well as to find out more about you and how you got here, what you bring to this arena.
They can go to any bookstore and order the book. They can go to my webpage, which is www.suzanneblake.com.
And that's Suzanne, S-U-S-A-N-N-E.
Yes. And they can go to Amazon and order it if they would like to order it off the Internet.
Great, great,
so,
great, great. Wonderful.
That's three places that they can look.
Absolutely. Well, Suzanne, thank you so much for taking time to talk with us today. And I'm reminding the audience we're going to do another interview in about a week with Tom Massey on his book, 10 Commitments for Men. And then on about a week after that, we're going to do a joint interview with you, Suzanne Blake, and Tom Massey on both of your books regarding commitments. It's a great time of the year. We are at the end of the year. To evaluate where we are and where we want to go and maybe what changes we need to employ to start our new year off with. I want to encourage everyone out there to go to Suzanne's website, www.suzanneblake.com. Also, go to InsideScoopLive.com and ReadReviews.com and look over the reviews about this book. Also, this Internet radio segment will be posted to Suzanne's author's page on InsideScoop Live. ReadReviews and Suzanne's website will also have a link to this interview. So I want to encourage everyone out there to take a look and a listen and consider purchasing this book for your own personal growth, as well as maybe purchasing several copies for family and friends who you think would really benefit from being having an opportunity to explore themselves and discover their authentic self. Suzanne, thank you again for joining me today.
Thank you, Gail.
And audience, thank you for tuning in to this segment of Inside Scoop Live. I'm your host, Gail Campbell. Until the next time, bye.